This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends, Daf Tzadi Tes. Just a brief point over here. The Gemara wanted to know, and the Gemara introduced the idea of Ein Ayna Bekarka. The Gemara brings, in the name of Rav Nachman, that a shliach that made a mistake and he sold karka cheaply, the mechira is batal. So Rav Chisda asked, why is the mechira batal? Ein Ayna Lekarkois. To which Rav Nachman responded, that's if an owner makes a mistake regarding his own field. But a shliach who makes a mistake in his field, the Baal HaBayis could say, I sent you to help me, not to hurt me. Okay, that's the Gemara. Where the Gemara brings Rav Chisda's kasha on Rav Nachman, why would someone, a shliach who sold land cheaply, why would the sale be batal? But ein oyna bekarka, Rav Nachman says, that's very nice if you're the owner, not if you're the shliach. So let's examine for a moment this idea of ein oyna bekarka. In general, there are three approaches in the Rishonim. Why ein oyna bekarka? Why is it ein oyna bekarka? Let's see. Do we have it up here? Tosis. We'll begin with Tosis above Metzia. Tosis above Avasra, Samach Aleph on the base. Tosis quotes, Umash Shapirish Rabbeinu Shmuel Dolei Shaykh Bekarka Hoidoas Domim Mishum De'ein Oina Bekarkois. Tosis quotes the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that there is no Oina by Karka because whatever you pay it's worth it. It's valued at that. Why? The Rashbam in Bava Basra, Samach Aleph Amud Beis, on this page, let's see if we can find the Ramaskal Bebika Gedoila. The Rashbam says something out of this world. Says Rashbam, that the case is, let's say, somebody has many fields. And a person says, I'm selling you this field. And if you want to know which one, well, the money will show which one I'm selling you. And the guy paid a lot of money. He could give him the worst field. Why? Ein oyna lekarka. Meaning we don't say damim oydiyam. The Rashbam says there's no idea of damim oydiyam. Why? Because karka has endless value. It's something you hold on to forever. Karka never depletes. So in other words, even if you paid $1 billion for a little piece of land, maybe it's worth it. That's how the Rashbam learns, Ein oyna bekarka. Mashapir Shabbeinu Shmuel, Doi Shaykh bekarka, Hoidoaz Damim. Money will not lead you to show, will not show and indicate which land was sold, because there's no concept of oyna bekarka. Ein nira l'ri. The Ri does not subscribe to that. Why? Deze einoy bishvul sheshava yoyser. It's not because it's really worth more. Because we know there's an idea that Hekdesh and Avadim, there's also no Aina. And there you can say, well, it's something you have forever, and therefore there's no Aina. But rather, El Gzeres HaKosafu. It is Gzeres HaKosaf. It's a Dindo Eraisa. It's Gzeres HaKosaf. It's a Choyk. It's a Choyk. The Din of Eino Aina Bekarka is not a Svara, that whatever you pay, it's worth it. Meaning, the Rashbam learns there's no such thing as getting ripped off in real estate. Buy real estate, spend all the money in the world, it's really worth that amount. That's how the Rashbam learns. The Rashbam learns there's no oina in karka because really it's shava that. That's what it's worth. Tosis says no. It's a gzeres hakosov, ein oina bekarka. The Sefer HaChinuch gives a rationale for this. The Sefer HaChinuch says, you know why ein oyna bekarka? I read to you his first lines. Aval ikur ha'azhara bein bekarka bein memetaltu be'emes sheziranu shaloi lahoinois habriyas ladas. You're not allowed to willingly trick people.
Aval achiluk shvineim hu shem nimtzei soina b'metaltel b'yaser mishtos sheyivatel hamecher. Buy movables if you charge more than a sixth, the sale is null and void. Shadas habriyos shloy lizbol aino yaser mikain b'metaltelin. Because it's not a choik, it's not a gzeres hakasov. Normal human tolerance is not to tolerate more than a sixth when it comes to overcharging by metaltan. Avo bekarka lefishar karka dover kayim la'olam. Since karka lasts forever, derech habriyos limchol boy kolayna achar shalakloisai. People are moichel the dishonesty after it's purchased. So it's not that it's gzeres hakasov, and not like the Rashbam that since is kayam la'olam, it's worth that amount. It's not worth that amount. But because I have it forever, I'm moichel. Okay? The Rashbam learns, not that I'm moichel. There's nothing to be moichel for. It's worth that amount. Okay, so we basically have three perushim in the Rishonim. Why ain't I know the karka? Tosfos learns it's gzeres hakasav. The Rashbam learns it's worth it by karka. The Sefer Chinuch says it's not worth it, but because I get such a big benefit, I'm moichel. Now let's try to plug it into the Gemara. Does it plug into the Gemara? The Meiri above Metzia says there's no ainah la karka, and therefore there is no ivos. So let's plug it into the Gemara. The Gemara says that a shliach who made a mistake, the mishaleach says, hey, I sent you to help me, not to hurt me. Wait a second. According to, let's say, the Rashbam, if the vart of Einoi Nabakarka is Gzeres HaKosov, so you could say, okay, it's Gzeres HaKosov, there's no Aina, but still, I don't want you, shliach, to do this. So you could perhaps nullify the shlichus. If the pshat is, though, there is no evus, there's nothing wrong, there's no wrongdoing, nothing twisted was committed. So then what's the Gemara saying? That the mishalech says to the shliach, I sent you to help me, not to hurt me. You didn't hurt me. I mean, according to the Rashbam, that it's worth it, that the karka is worth it, what exactly is the Gemara's answer? That I sent you to help me, not to hurt me. You're not hurting me. So what's the answer? And this is how we explain the Gemara. The Shittu Mekubetzes quotes the Ravid, that the reason why the Shlichus is batal, it's not Midin Oina. It's Midin Ta'os. It's Midin Ta'os. I sent you to do A, and you did B. So it's not that I'm a vatel the shlichus because of oina. There's taka no oina bekarka. I'm a vatel the shlichus for a totally different reason. The nekuda is, it's not that because of oina, so therefore it's nullified. It's that you were not sent for this because of the error you made. Because of the error you made, therefore, I didn't appoint you for this. It's not me, Din. Right? So let's think about what the shliach did. The shliach took land and he sold it for a bad price. Rav Chisda asked, Ein Oina. So what's Rav Nachman saying back? Nachman saying back, Oina is a situation where the owner sells the land. So if there's no Oina, so it's a valid sale. But by a shliach, he could say, look, my minoy had a certain mindset. The mindset is, I want you to do what I had in mind. I did not have this in mind. It's true, you did not get tricked because maybe it's worth it. Even if it's worth it, this is not what I appointed you to do. Therefore, your appointment was faulty. It's not midin oina, it's midin ta'as. This is what the Ravid says. that the bitul shlichus is not midin and amidim tars v'zel ashiner shu amar limkar shava mana b'meya v'hu machar shava meya v'dinar b'mana nimtza sheshagag avlit saveh likach sada pleni afilu ta b'dam b'meyum b'zar. So that's an issue of ayna. Let's see where he finishes this off. And there's no ayna b'karka. In other words, if the Meshalech commands the Shliach to buy a field, buy X field, and he made a mistake. So in that case, that's an issue of Aina. Aina ain't Aina Bakarka. But in this case, I told you to make a purchase, and you contravened my mindset. Even though regarding a price, we don't say Aina, but this is not a matter of Aina. This is Midin Ta'as. You sold more than I told you to sell. Not you didn't get the price that I wanted. You sold more land than I told you to sell. So it's not because of the deficiency in the price. It's because of the amount of karka that was sold. So any event, these are just kedai to be aware of, three different approaches in Rishonim regarding Eino Eino Bekarka. You have Toisus that's Gzeres HaKos, you have the Rashbam that it's worth it, and you have the Sefer HaChinuch that it's the mindset of people is to be Moichal because of the value. Not that there's no Ivus, there is an Ivus, but the Ivus is Nimchal, as opposed to Rashbam that there's no Ivus Bechlal. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're just trying to catch up over here. Hopefully tonight, if you're available, Daf Tzadi Tes, okay? Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Shkoyach for joining. Kol Tov. Kol Tov.
Thank you, Rob. Welcome back.
Thank you. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.